the biggest point, although Josh might disagree with me on this, is the whole new FastPass Plus system, which is all technology enabled and fundamentally changes how you approach the parks and what you need to do 60 days beforehand and how you think about planning your days. And so our book covers that soup to nuts.
Josh, what's your experience been of these new wristbands?
It's a complicated new initiative that they've been trying to get right now for going on 18 months, and it works now better than it ever has. Whether it will ultimately be successful and they'll get that $2 and $2.5 billion back remains to be seen, I think.
Do you think other parks are looking to see how they work before rolling out something similar?
Well, one of the ultimate goals of My Magic Plus and this initiative is trapping as much of the tourists' money on property as possible, and I think any business is interested in capturing the highest market that they can. And if this ends up working, then Universal will be following suit as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Josh, do you spend any time checking out the other theme parks, or are you pretty much all Disney all the time?
We do have annual passes to Universal. I was just there last night. We're going to SeaWorld tomorrow, so yes, certainly.
How do you think they stack up? I know they're not as big and expansive as Disney, but do you think people can get the same kind of all-encompassing experience at Universal or even SeaWorld as they would at Disney?
Absolutely. Both companies and both theme parks have a lot to offer. I think Universal with Diagon Alley has a whole lot to offer, but they don't offer the Disney bubble, the all-encompassing week-long vacation where Disney picks you up from the airport. You never have to leave property. They bus you around. They have the size advantage, whereas even now you think about a Universal vacation, maybe 2 or 3 days, you tack on a day at SeaWorld, maybe you tack on a day at Busch Gardens, maybe you go out to Legoland, but they don't have the bubble, and they never will.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I'm wondering, I know that in your book you say you have some kind of suggested itineraries and you talk about maybe a 9-day trip with some, you know, pretty much all that spent at Disney, but do you advise people to sort of do some other things in Central Florida when they're coming down here or just basically hit the park? Because I know you could spend all your time at Disney and as Josh says, you're kind of in a bubble that whole time. You'll probably never run out of things to do while you're in that bubble.
There's kind of, at the simplest level, there's two kinds of visitors. There's one kind who, when it is planning to come, does not know if it's ever going to return. And for that group, assuming that they're not made of money and they don't have 3 weeks that they can take off, I would say, yes, do focus on Disney. If you're never going to be able to return and you can do only one thing in Orlando and you can do only one thing well, then do Disney World well. But absolutely, as Josh says, if you have more time, or if you know you can return, of course you should go to SeaWorld. It's great. Of course you should go to Universal. It's great. Of course you should go to Busch Gardens and Legoland and even get out of the parks and see some of the real Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Just another question, too, as a follow-up. I mean, Josh talks about the bubble with Disney and how he doesn't think the other theme parks are probably ever going to be able to compete on the same level. But do you see Disney's kind of preeminence as unending here, Dave? Or do you think the other parks will be able to eat some of their Disney's kind of market share in terms of the numbers of visitors going through the gates? I know we've got Legoland too, as came up just now as well.
As Josh was talking about earlier, that Disney has become such a family experience, and it goes back at least in Orlando to 71. So you now have great grandchildren at Disney World whose great grandparents were at the Magic Kingdom in 1971. That's really hard to stop.